Okay. Please stay if you can today after church, because we're going to have the our hymn sing, and then we're going to have a potluck meal afterwards. So please, you know, please stay. It will be a very good time. Well, every Sunday morning we have Bible study before church. Wednesdays we have Bible study preceded by half an hour of prayer. Choir practices on Thursdays, and Farmer's Market is Saturday mornings from 8 to 12. Next Sunday, immediately following the worship service, will be our annual meeting. If you are chair of a committee and you need to prepare a report, please get them into Joanne as quickly as possible, or already, if you haven't done it already, please do it very quickly. So I guess that's it for announcements. Anyone else have anything to announce?
I do.
Okay.
I got a call. The Charismatic Catholics are having their chicken barbecue. A whole bunch of us go to that every year. It's August 14th, so I think it's in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And what time?
That's right after church. We go immediately from here right there. And it's $12.50 for adults, $6 for kids from 4 to 10. If you're under 4, it's free. So, Howard, you got to pay. I'm sorry.
Don't mind. I get all the food I can possibly handle there.
That's it. Yeah, so, if you're intending to go, please see my wife, and she'll get a head count so that I can give them a head count so that no chickens are killed needlessly.
George.
I act like I'm four most of the time, so does that mean I get them for free?
I act like I'm four, yeah.
Probably not, because then you and me and Howard and
just wondering.
That's right, and Art, and, yeah.
Yeah, most of the men could get in for free.
That's right. If you just went by behavior, absolutely. Okay, so our prayer requests today are prayers of Joy Rich's daughter-in-law, I guess, has been pronounced cancer-free after all she's gone through. Fabulous. Prayers for Kelly Collins and her pregnancy, her baby we do the end of August, I believe. Missy Hagen had a car accident. That's Sue Hagen and Ray Bliss's granddaughter. How's she coming along?
She's in Bay State. She's got a lot of injuries. Here in Springfield, she would probably appreciate a visit. She's got everything from two broken legs to a possibility of needing surgery, and she was in a head-on accident. It's pretty well beat up.
Wow.
But so she'll be at Bay State for quite a while.
Continued prayers for Linda and Faith as they both are healing at home, recovering from their hip injuries.
Mike, how's Linda doing?
She's feeling okay. I was going to bring her here today, but the grass I told her is raining, and I didn't want her to get hurt. So I said, I can bring her here, but it's got to be dry.
Right.
You know, and like next Saturday, I'm going to bring her over here for the farmer's market.
Oh, good.
Good. Everybody come
Yay.
To the farmer's market.
Linda will be here.
Just to see Linda.
Yes.
She's doing better. She wants to get out, and it's like, I really don't want her moving that way.
Sure, yeah.
We're going to do it.
Sure.
And just good. Go a little at a time.
Good.
Good. Good. Praise God for that. Praise.
Faith is doing much better. She can get up and walk now. She's been cleared so that she can do things like, you know, step up into the shower and that type of stuff. And her getting up and getting down is a lot less painful, so she's doing pretty well.
And for prayers also for Bob and Judy and Alma and Charlie and our Parkinson's people. For our cancer warriors, we have wonderful news to report about my sister. She had her third chemo treatment this week, and she also had a CAT scan at the beginning of the week, and the CAT scan shows that all of her tumors are shrinking. So they're all smaller than they were, so that means the chemo's working. We're going to continue on this course for another couple of times at least. And just pray that they continue to shrink and, you know, get. So she's feeling better also. Charlie Roberts, Roger Kerboy, Reverend Bob Wellner, Karen's friend Dee and her husband, and all the cancer warriors. Continued prayers for Jacob and for baby Luke, Angelica Ward, all of our children and grandchildren. And do you have anything for on Jacob?
On Jacob, I wish the news was more less alarming. Because last week, although the treatments, I guess, slowed the rate, it didn't stop it. It's got me super alarmed. This week is that the pressure of the growth of the cancers in his spinal cord have been at times affecting his breathing rate. So, and the spinal cord was an area they could not do surgery in the first place without killing him. So, they have switched him from, I guess, mainline treatments to experimental ones. There's something that he's not eligible for the trial, but he's taking the drug anyway.
Uh-huh.
So
good.
So I guess the prayer is that the experimental treatment does better than the mainline one does.
We will continue to pray for him for sure. And continued prayers of healing for Kit. How are you, Kit?
Well, I had the CAT scan on Thursday. They won't tell me anything until the doctor goes over it. The most bizarre test I ever had. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, hold it.
After you breathe it out, how do you hold? How do you just stop?
Donut thing with a spinner, I don't know. We'll see.
But how'd you do, kid? You made it through it?
I got through it, yeah.
Yeah. Good. You got to go working, yeah. Good for you, kid. You still holding it?
Yeah. About half.
Also for Rich, we did see Rich yesterday, and he's feeling a whole lot better. His pain has lessened dramatically. And the procedure that he had done is working. It's doing what it's supposed to do because he has feeling in his hands and strength in his hands again. So he's coming along. Tom's sister is how? She's fine? Good. Kelly Morin, my husband's coming along. Karen.
He's great. They changed medications again, so I fulfill that adjustment again.
The adjusting of the medications is what she's working on. Colt Colville for Jackie's foot. Going to be in a shoe next week, I think, right? Did you say it?
No, in a month.
In a month. It's a slow process.
It is. Yes. 4 more weeks. Oh. Another
X-ray. And Priscilla Varney. And prayers also for Joel and Gail as they're traveling this week. Do you have any other prayer announcements, prayer requests?
Yeah, I got a call right before service. Judy called me. Bob's brother's son had a severe heart attack, and he's on life support in Worcester. It's particularly hard, A, because it's a nephew, and he's not that old. But Bob's brother has Parkinson's worse than Bob does. So Bob's brother can't make the decision. The family has a lot of turmoil. So we prayed with Judy on the phone. We'll run up and see her after we're done with service today. But that whole family needs prayer, so and they'll need continued prayer. It was unexpected heart attack, so.
And, Art.
For Karen's Uncle Bob, it's in Bay State with a second heart attack.
Okay. Please rise if you're able for the call to worship. Yes.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
It's good to be out here in God's Cathedral. A little turmoil in my mind going back and forth this morning about inside, outside. Not too sure. Conferred with my favorite weatherman, Ed. And then I called, and so if you're happy, I'll take credit for it. If you're unhappy, I asked Alma, and she said go outside, blame her. We come together today, and today's one of those special days. It's an opportunity for us to not only have our regular service outside, but it's an opportunity to share an extra hour of music with folks that are here in this church and other folks that come from other churches and participate. And the scripture says, make a joyful noise. That's what I expect not only from the folks that are doing the singing, but from you folks that are out there doing the participating. So be blessed. Hopefully you'll leave here today, as I always pray, that you'd leave better than you were when you came in, that you'd come in more than you were. So in preparation, we'll try preparation for giving 647. 647.
I forgot.
Go ahead.
The only breads for September, October, November are right over there, so we can figure them away.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Terry. If you haven't used Daily Bread before, that's a good handbook to carry around with you. It's easy, it's broken out for a day by day devotional. Really is a nice, nice tool. 647, preparation for giving. When you think about giving, you know, sometimes folks get all wrapped around giving. They go, oh, okay, I'm giving as much money as I can give. I only got so many dollars in the bank, and I don't know, you know, why that bald-headed guy keeps talking about giving. But it's not about the money. It's about an attitude of gratitude. So we'll read this responsibly. I'll read the light part. You all read the dark part. The world says, be sure you get what's coming to you.
The word says, life doesn't consist of what you possess.
The world says, spend and accumulate goods.
The word says, give and you will develop character.
The word says, wealth is a person's security.
The word says, refuge in God is our security.
The world says, you deserve the best.
The word says, God deserves the best.
The world says, give so that you may obtain favor from others.
The word says, give because you have received favor from God.
The world says, seek your own gratification.
The word says, offer to God your gratitude.
Amen. On our prayer list too, I didn't think of it, but Jack's where, Trish? Jackson, Tennessee?
Jackson, Tennessee.
So he's got Joel and Gail are on the road, and Jack and Giacomo are on the road, and a lot of folks travel this time of year. So we need to keep all those folks in mind. Join with me in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you for this day, for every day. We thank you that we are here, we're able to share in your worship, we're able to be filled with your word, we're able to be lifted up and motivated, Lord. And we're able to do it publicly because we live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Amen. We live on a nation founded by God's principles. We fly a flag and a banner that says, in God we trust. Amen. Father, we are so blessed. You give us all our needs on a daily basis. You provide us opportunity. You give us the ability to network with like-minded Christians. You give us the ability, Father, to be more than we ever thought we could be, to do things that other folks only dream of. We truly are blessed, Father, to be a superhuman, because with you in our life, everything is possible. Father, we come together now, and we come to be healed, renewed, lifted up. We come to relax and enjoy ourselves, Father, and be filled with your word, to be filled with your spirit, to be lifted up to a new level of play, Father, so that we can be the best tool in the toolbox that we can be. And now, Father, as we prepare to be renewed and healed, we gather together in the prayer that your son Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Turn to 470. We'll sing, Jesus loves me, this I know. We'll do first and last verse. 470. Are going to come forward as they do every week and receive the offering. Now let's talk about the gift that you give each week, help support the operation here at the church. Pays our bills, helps us to do a lot of things to help spread the gospel. But during the week, the things that you do are the things that really help spread the gospel. The little things. We got the sermon title today is "This is a day for kind deeds." Later on, if you all stay, I'm going to give you some encouragement to stay. We're going to talk about kindness during the gospel sing. And you're going to get to hear my wife and I sing. You got to show a little kindness. Yeah. Staying might be that little bit of kindness. But there's a lot of kind things that go on during the week. Things like people go to sleep and when they wake up, somebody's delivered pickled eggs to their house. And other folks get unexpected visitors. You talk about angels unaware. You know, folks talk about how sometimes you wonder if you haven't seen an angel. And the folks that attend church here and go out into the community each week and do the things that they do in network base and do prayer requests and spend time on the phone with folks that have needs, those are the face of Jesus that nobody ever sees. That's the work that you do. You know, and you come to Bible study for preparation. You know, just like studying anything. You want to be a good driver, you study to drive. You want to be a good mason, you go hang out with Mike, learn how to lay rocks and do that kind of stuff. If you want to be good, you work with folks to increase those skill sets. But then you take them and use them. You don't go to work with Mike to learn how to build a brick wall and then go, "Well, that was good, now I know how to do that." You actually go learn how to build brick walls so you can go help somebody else. You want to learn how to be a good nurse, you go hang out with Lisa. So as you give and share from your abundance, because we truly are abundantly blessed. We needed rain, God brought us rain. God provides our gifts. We've had folks out with hip problems and all types of injuries, and they keep coming back. We've had folks that had cancer, and the cancer tumors are shrinking. God's a powerful person. God's got unlimited power. He'll give you that power. He'll give you the potential, but you got to do something with it. You got to get up and go with it and act on the call. So as the ushers come forward, I encourage you to share from your abundance. Father, we come on this glorious day. We come when the rain is slow and easy and renewing the earth. We come and share from our abundance, Father. And we share gladly and ask you to bless these gifts as well as the giver, that you help guide them in their use so that they might maximize the opportunity that we have to share the Lord Jesus with everybody that we come in contact with. Help us to expand our borders. Help us to open the doors for new opportunities. Guide us, direct us, lift us up. And we ask that you bless all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Before you sit down, I was talking about Lisa and Keller. But Lisa's got a new job. Not only does she go out and help the sick and take care of Keller wandering around, now she's the Cub Scout. Cub Scout leader for the largest growing Cub Scout community in the area.
Yay.
You come by here on a Monday night and you see all the cars parked out there. They're all little children being led by Lisa and her crew. The future of the nation is in Lisa's hands. No pressure. All right. Chillin's time, huh? Okay. Come on down, Chillin's.
You are great boots.
Okay. All right. So we have the potluck going on today, and I brought the stuff I'm going to need. I have my plate, my tray, my napkins, and my cup. So I think I'm ready to go. Oh, I need food. I need something to drink. Oh, I need a fork. Or a spoon. I don't have it. So, at a knife. I don't have any silverware. You know where there's some silverware? At your house? Where's some silverware? Do you know where there's some silverware?
At my house.
At your house?
Springfield.
I can't go all the way to Springfield.
The
movie all the
way next
door. Well, how do I know if you want to go the wrong home?
I already ate food.
So I don't know if you're worried about me taking food. You have three things? Pancake breakfast? Did you have pancake soup? I don't know. You didn't eat breakfast? I gotta walk out of the room. She made it. You should eat breakfast. Breakfast is an important meal. Well,
yeah, it's the first meal of the day and it's the bestest meal.
It is. It's really good. You can have all sorts of great food for breakfast. Nobody knows where I can get forks? Where? Thank you. Now, this seemed like a silly thing, right? Well, guess what? If we know there's somebody who needs something, and we don't pray and ask God to give it to them, or we say, well, I'll pray for you later, it's kind of like if you had said, no, I'll get it for you later. That would have been
Not very nice, right?
Yeah.
So if you know somebody who falls down and gets hurt, and if you could get a bandage, you could help them up, and then what else could you do?
If they broke your leg, I would tell my mom to bring them to the hospital and bring their
body. Good idea. What else could you be doing at the same time? Praying. Yeah. You know how many times people call and say, hey, I do this, I'm bad at this myself. They'll call and say, could you pray for me about this or that? And I say, sure. And sometimes I forget to pray. I should be praying right then and there. It's just like when Alexis went up and said, I'll get to the door now. Instead of waiting, I should have been praying for that person right then. That's what we always need to remember to do. Otherwise, it's just like saying, well, you know, it's not that important right now. You can wait. I'll take care of it later. And you might forget, right? Okay, let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would help us to always remember to pray whenever we see you. Lord, I pray that you would help us to always, 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 always remember you. And that you can take care of anything. Nothing is impossible. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, I'm missing verdict land today.
Prayer time. Opportunity to come together and talk to God. Opportunity to lift up joys and concerns. Opportunity to take a few minutes, maybe for the first time this week, and hear the quiet and the rain, and to hear God's voice talk to you. As always, I'll start the prayer requests, and then if you have prayer request concerns that you want to raise up, time to join in. Join with me in prayer. Father, we lift up all the folks on our prayer list. We lift up Bob and Judy, and we lift up Bob's brother and his family and all of that family as they deal with the unexpected death of their nephew. We pray, Father, for them for comfort. We pray that for them for understanding. We pray that that family would come together and feel your touch, and that they might share the deep faith that Judy has and that Bob has, and that would help to comfort them and help them through this time of loss. Pray for Karen's uncle that's in Bay State. We ask, Father, prayers for him for healing. We pray for Missy Hagen, who's in Bay State. We pray for Kelly as she waits for the arrival of the new baby. Pray for a prayer of joy for Rich's daughter as she's cancer-free. We're joyful that Rich is out of the hospital and able to get around. We're joyful that Jackie's able to come and can drive again, and that she can participate, that Charlie Roberts is out driving. And God, we're just so blessed with folks that are doing better. We're thankful for Faith and for Linda being able to get up and move around. And we pray, Lord, that they'll be healed and that all these folks with issues will be able to not only be healed but rejoin us. We pray for Kelly Morin. She was scheduled to come today, Lord, and I guess the rain with her Lyme disease causes her joint problems. And Father, we lift up everybody on our prayer list. We lift them all up to you. We lift up the doctors and nurses that treat them. We pray for miracles in the life of Jacob, that the doctors and nurses' treatment in your hand, Father, would heal him, that baby Luke would continue to do well, that Angelica Ward would continue to be raised up. We pray for all our children and grandchildren. They're on vacation, Father. From summer, we pray that they're in safe environments and positive environments. We pray for Lisa as she touches the lives of a lot of children here in the Wales area and the work that she does. Not just with the children. She goes out and works hard every day helping to change people's lives with the work that she does. And we pray for all our parishioners that are traveling or on the road. And we ask your hand on them for safety. And Father, now we add our own individual prayers.
Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for the gentle rain and the refreshing of our world, Lord, with the rain. Thank you for this week for my son Alex coming from Philadelphia with his new friend. And thank you for my family's acceptance of him, for my ex-wife coming and spending time with him, and my daughter having him to her home. Help to heal our family, Lord, and bring us together. Thank you for all you've done and all you do. Be with everyone who needs you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for this world needed rain.
Thank you, God, for all you have blessed me with.
Thank you, Lord, that you give us these showers of blessings. You always will pour out us a blessing that we cannot even contain if we do your will and you love us that much. Help us not to be just religious. Give us an attitude of gratitude and help us not to get an uncaring attitude or whatever, and not be caring about each other. And we do feel love here and caring in this church, and just continue to bless that and multiply it out to all the other communities. We ask this in Jesus' name, for his sake, amen.
Thank you for the results of the candidates, and I just pray that continues and it gets smaller and smaller. And I look up on Stephanie and her special needs. Thank you, Father, for all the blessings in my life, but particularly this week. Thank you for being the prayer call I got from Liberty University. It's nice to know that they still care, even as an alumni, and that they want to share in their prayer ministry. So thank you for that, Lord. I ask for continued patience and continue to allow me to accept your decisions, knowing that you have a plan and that I just need to follow it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we come before you and we lift up all our prayers. We lift them up to you, spoken and unspoken, and we lift them up knowing that they're lifted up to a God who knows us individually, who individually cares about each one of us, a God that's made us special and holds us in his hand. We ask, Father, that you bless each one of us with answered prayers and that we would know the answer and then have the courage to act on your will and on your answer. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Reading is from the scripture of Mark, chapter 3, 1 through 5. Mark, chapter 3, 1 through 5. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand, and they watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, and that they might accuse him. He saith unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. And he saith unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save a life or kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked around about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other.
Reading from the Word.
Join with me in prayer. Father, we come and we ask that you would put your hands on each person here, that you'd lift us up, that you'd open our hearts and minds, that we truly hear your voice with a message special for each person here. For each day you have a message of direction, guidance, support. You have something for us to do each day, if only we listen to your voice. We ask, Father, that this time would be special, that your word would go out, and we know your word does not go out unanswered. And with the rain, Lord, I pray that all the word goes out and lands on fertile ground and is multiplied multiple times over. I ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
This is one of many examples of Jesus showing kindness. Jesus shows kindness, and it's an illustration of a lot of different things. In this short verse, there's probably 10 different sermons that you could do, depending on which point you wanted to look at. But not just because it's Jesus, but I'm going to tell you right now that you entered this pavilion. Somebody watched you. Somebody's going by and seeing your car there. Somebody watches you go in and out. People tell me all the time about church service and farmers market here that people notice the activity that's going on. And it says in the scripture, when he had entered the synagogue again, there was a man there who had a withered hand. And people watched Jesus closely to see what he was going to do. To see what he was going to do. And I remember being a kid growing up, and as a kid growing up, everybody went to church. And everybody knew what the rules were. It was Sunday. Nobody could work. Nothing was open. And we farmed. So you would get up and you'd wonder, on a day like we've had for the past few weeks where the weather's good, and sometimes in those days we'd get some rain, and the rain would come and the hay would come up, and the only dry day that you had was going to be Sunday. And you'd go to church, and you'd drop your hay before church, you'd go to church, you'd come back out, and you'd walk out, and you'd hear this voice in your head. I'm not supposed to work on Sunday, but this is the day go. So you go back to the scriptures where Jesus talks about, is it wrong to do the right thing, regardless of whether it's the Sabbath day? And here Jesus does the right thing. That doing the right thing and showing that kindness pays back to you. You show folks kindness, you show folks help and support along the way, and people notice. They notice your walk. The story about a lady standing at a bus stop, and she had just cashed her checks, refund check, and she was carrying the money, which was a little bit more than usual, and she's a little nervous because she had that extra money with her. And she glanced around, and there was a shabbily dressed man standing nearby, and as she walked, the man walked up to him and handed him some money and whispered something in his ear. So she was so touched by that act of kindness that she decided to do the same thing. And in a burst of generosity, she reached in her purse, took out $10, handed it to the man, walked over and whispered in his ear, "Never despair. Never despair." The next day, she came to the bus stop, and he was there again. But this time, he walked up to her and handed her $110. And she was dumbfounded and said, "What's this?" And the man said, "You won, lady. Never despair. Paid 10 to 1. Now, I can't guarantee you that every act of kindness that you're going to do is going to pay you back 10 to 1. But I can tell you I've worked with a lot of folks over the years helping other people out, and the reward back was 10 times 10 to 1. There was no measuring the return on investment. But this is what Jesus does here. Jesus shows a little kindness. But that required some activity on the part of the recipient. Jesus stands up and says to the man, "Come forward. Come forward." That meant getting up and coming up in front of everybody. And then Jesus has the discussion, and he says to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or do evil, to save a life or to kill?" And they didn't want to answer because they knew what the correct answer was. They knew what the correct answer was, and they didn't answer. And Jesus hangs his head. He looks down and around, and it says he looks with anger. That's one of the few verses in the Bible that you see Jesus was angry when he went into the temple and kicked the tables over. But there aren't a lot of other references to Jesus being angry along the way. Jesus was angry because it's like when your kid does something wrong, or your big kids, in my case, you know, you go out and do something, and you, like, George is laughing. That's never happened to George. And that you've told them something, and you say to them, "Hey, we've discussed this before," and they hang their head and don't answer. Jesus is angry because these are well-schooled folks that are brought up, and that's all they've done their whole life is study the Bible, and they know the answer, and they won't answer. And he looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts. And you run into folks like that are, you know, that are nice folks, but they've got something that, you know, they're like when I was a kid working with my brother. I wanted to do a good job. I was way too young to be working construction, but my brothers loved me. They took me anyway. And I'm out there working, and I was limping while I was working. And my brother Howard says to me, "What's wrong with you?" And I said, "Well, I got a stone in my boot." He said, "Well, stop, take it out." And some folks have that problem that they've been dealing with, and they've been dealing with, and you tell them, stop and take that out. Don't carry that load. Change your attitude. You know, just change your attitude towards dealing with other people, towards life in general. Just change your attitude. And Jesus looks around, and he says to the man with the withered hand, "Stretch forth your hand." Stretch, and I don't care what your problem is. I don't care what you're dealing with for a problem. God says to you, stand up. Stand up. You say, "God, I'm waiting for you to heal me." Stand up. And God says, stretch forth your hand. You got to do something. You got to do something. You've got to put some investment into it. You know, you got to have what I call in the business world sweat equity. That's where you don't need money. What you need is enthusiasm and effort. And you bring that to the table and you give it to God, and God gives it back to you better than the lady that hit 10 to 1. God, if you give God your time, your talents, your energy, and your enthusiasm, God will take you places that you never thought you could go. Charlie, I want you to look up Luke chapter 8, and it's verses 40 to 56. Anybody else got a Bible that wants to go to Luke, go ahead and go to Luke, take a look at it. I want to talk to you about the kindness in that verse. Luke 8, just start at 40 and read down to about 56.
Okay. "Luke Okay. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house, for he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood was stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and fell down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace."
What's interesting is we think we're busy. We think that we're overloaded. Our cell phone goes off. We've got doctor's appointments. We got this and that. Here comes Jesus. Jesus is busy. Jairus comes and sees him. Jairus is a person of position. And he comes humbly. He falls on his face in the middle of this crowd. And the crowd continues to grow and push around Jesus. And at the same time, this woman who's been having an issue of blood and medical problems for a long time just wants to get close enough to him to touch him, because she knows that if she touches him, just the touching of his cloak can heal her. Both acts of kindness. Both. Jesus stops in the middle of that crowd, in the middle of everything else, because he knows that somebody has been healed. He doesn't criticize her. He doesn't say, "Hey, you put the sneak up on me and stole some of my power." No. But we do that. We do that. You know, it's one of those things. We get busy and it's like, "Oh, you know, I just don't have the time. I'm sorry. I can't listen to you." But thank God that we serve a God that listens to us and shares that power, that healing, redeeming, life-saving, life-changing power with poor little bald guys like me, with folks just like you, with everybody. And God doesn't care where you are. You don't have to get smarter, better, stronger, be cured. God wants you now. You know, and Jesus takes care of both situations. He goes back with Jairus, and the daughter has passed, and they said, "You're too late. You can't save her." And he said, "She just sleeps. She just sleeps." Act of kindness will be repaid multiple times. Act of kindness is simple things. You know, we'll be setting up at the farmer's market, and you know, Hank might stop to just stop by and say, "Hi, how you doing?" And this type of thing. And while he's here, you know, something needs doing. We might, that table that was crooked, Hank, it's a little higher now. I couldn't fill the hole in, but I gave it a brick and brought it up a little bit higher. But as you come through, you have that ability to change something along the way. And if you like Jesus and you can divide your time up so that nothing's left behind, and listening is one of the best things you can do. People will call me and they'll want to talk about different problems. And that's what they want to do. They want to talk. They want to talk and they want somebody to listen and then break that problem apart. Howard gets called all the time from folks all over the place that don't even belong to him at work. And I got to believe it, you know, and Howard is a smart guy. Don't let me.
You don't believe it, just ask me.
You just ask Howard. Howard will hook you up. But a lot of times, Howard and I visit, a lot of times people call him and they just want him to listen. They want him to listen and then provide some feedback. And in today's world, there's a whole lot of talking and a whole lot of noise, but not a whole lot of listening.
I wanted to give a little bit of feedback to a contributor servant from a certain room in Boston Children's Hospital right now. Texted a slice of what we just talked about, and Sarah, Jacob's mom, mentions that she heard an acronym once for busy, being under Satan's yoke. It keeps us busy, not being ungodly, but busy so that we don't have time to worship Jesus. Anything to take our focus off of
Him. Amen. Amen.
Yep.
Now you come to the little church, and we're small in number, but we get feedback from over the internet from Boston Children's Hospital. We got the power. God wants to deliver a message. Sometimes it comes through the cell phone. Sometimes it comes from the voice of a little child. Sometimes it comes just in a passing comment, and that's your whole sermon for the day. But as we move from here and we begin to set up and get ready for the gospel conference, take time. Take time for the kindness. Take time to share that kindness. Take time to be the tool and the implement that God wants you to be. And you'll change not only yourself, but you'll change the perception of who you are and the things that you do. Because the more kindness that you do, the more opportunities God's going to give you. If you do God's work, if you're good at something, God will give you a lot of that stuff to do. And if you got a few bumps along the way that keep you from doing it, God will hone those little bumps off so it slides right in and it's nice and smooth. And all God's people said,
amen.
All right. Our closing hymn is 542, Near to the Heart of God, 542.
Where?
prayer. Father, as we listen to the rain come down, we pray, Lord, for the opportunity to serve you more, to show a little kindness to those that have a need, to lift up those that need prayer, to lift up those that need encouragement, and to be a kind and gentle ear for those that need to hear, to be heard. We ask, Father, for a blessing each day, for the opportunity to be that tool in the toolbox that does your work. And now, Father, as this service ends and we move into the gospel sing, we pray, Lord, for the opportunity to share, to be lifted up, to be motivated, and then to be renewed with fellowship over food. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said,
Amen.